To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Asmussen in the din of the day. Yesterday, the news for farmers, of which there are many in our region, that may surprise city dwellers, but they're here. There is a $12 billion one-time payment coming for farmers from the Trump administration. And joining us from CBS in New York, Michael Wallace. Michael, good morning.
Hey, Larry. Good morning. How are you?
I think this is more than good news for our farmers that struggle in so many ways, day in, day out, in so many years. So what does this mean exactly, and who's getting paid?
Well, as you mentioned, it's a $12 billion aid package. This is going to be for farms and farmers who make less than $900,000 a year. So it's geared toward mostly the little guys, quote unquote. The payments are going to be capped at $155,000 per farm or person. As you mentioned, it's been a really rough year for farmers. Not only are they facing inflation like the rest of us, but they've really been hurt by tariffs, especially the trade war with China. China boycotted U.S. soybeans starting back in May. Now, Trump and Chinese President Xi, reached that preliminary trade deal in October, at which point China started buying American soybeans again. But the damage has been done. That what was lost in those 5 or so months is not going to be completely made up. So, China is by far the largest importer of U.S. soybeans. So that TIF during the middle portion of this year has really hurt farmers a lot. They're not going to make all that up. So the Trump administration is trying to help make some of those losses up with this huge aid package.
So can we assume then safely that the vast majority of this aid is going to soybean farmers? And it looks to me like the president announced the other day that some Chinese sales were going on. But what reports I've seen is that the sales have been slow.
Yeah, China had promised X amount. They've only bought Y amount. So, like I said, that gap is not going to be closed this year. Yes, it's mostly geared towards soybean farmers. 11 of the $12 billion is going to what the Agriculture Department is calling its new Farmer Bridge Assistance Program. That's where these payments are going to be coming from. And then the administration is setting aside an extra $1 billion for other specialty crops. The administration says it wants to take a little more time to understand what those farmers are going through and what kind of aid they're going to need. But soybeans is the primary target here of this package.
Well, Michael, while we got you, just curious, how's the news on your mayor-elect in New York City?
Well, we're still in shock over that crazy Oval Office meeting with Mr. Mamdani and President Trump a couple of weeks ago. We're still trying to figure out who slipped what in somebody's drink during that meeting, because that was such a kumbaya moment there. But, so far, things have been relatively calm, I guess. I mean, Mr. Mamdani announcing just a day or two ago that he is going to move into Gracie Mansion, the residence for the New York mayor, which some previous mayors have only lived in part-time or not at all. So that's kind of a change from what we've seen in recent years here in New York. But he continues on with his plans, and of course he has his detractors, but so far it's been relatively quiet, but I'm sure once we get closer to
you know, inauguration in a couple of weeks. That'll all pick up.
One blip that I did pick up out this way was a nomination for a public safety post that was raising a few eyebrows.
Which one was that? I'm sorry. There've been a few.
Yeah. Okay. There was just the one that was in the national news this week. But that former rapper, I believe.
Oh, yes. The guy who served 7 years for armed robbery. And Mamdani is kind of tapped him as a criminal justice advisor.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember his name off the top of my head. But, yeah, he was from the Bronx. He was found guilty of a couple of heists in the late 1990s. Certainly that has raised some eyebrows. Lennon is his name. Lennon. His last name is Lennon. Yeah. As the cabinet comes together, I think there probably will be some other interesting choices like that. Some people, you know, that aren't on the normal politicos' radar screens. We'll have to keep an eye out on that. But yeah, that was one that certainly raised a few eyebrows.
Well, know this, Michael. We're all watching. It's like a reality show for the rest of us.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Yeah, it's always always interesting. Let's put it that way.
All right, appreciate the time, and if we don't talk, have a great holiday season. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Larry. You too.
You got it. That is CBS's Michael Wallace.
Again, getting back to the soybean story, that $12 billion, that's a pretty significant. And the fact that they're targeting more family-owned farms than the large corporate farms seems to be capping that at 155 for these. I don't know how much money that they actually wind up generating out of a crop. That's one of the things I don't understand. I should learn more about the finances, the economics of being an American farmer these days. And we do have so many.
We do.
Here
and
in Pennsylvania.
If you're a city dweller, you kind of say, what farmers?
It hits you when you go to the east.
Just drive.
If you're on the turnpike and you're going east and then you go through central PA and you see one farm after it, silos everywhere.
And you don't have to drive far to get to a farm here. Just go up 79 north, and the first one, big one you hit is Sorgel's Orchards.
Right on the interchange.
And there's a whole bunch of them north of that. So for our farmers, we hope this helps you in some way, shape, or form. At least the recognition and knowledge about what you do on a daily basis is appreciated.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.